Welcome back to Snap Judgment, the proof episode. Today, we're not just accepting everything we hear. You gotta come correct with the goods. Now, I am excited for you to hear this next piece. It comes to us by way of The Truth, the podcast featuring amazing audio fiction by our friend, Jonathan Mitchell. Get your popcorn and your Dreamer Mints ready for some cinema of sound, baby. Snap Judgment.
So my boss asked me to watch her dog while she and her family go on vacation.
Okay, well, I wouldn't do that, but...
Yeah, no, I love dogs, so this was no problem for me.
So what kind of dog was it?
A golden retriever.
Oh, yeah, those are great dogs.
Yeah. So one day I go in, I check on the dog, and the dog was dead.
He's not moving, and I don't really
so
know.
So I called
what
to my boss. Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't. I called her husband. My boss would crucify me.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, it's not your fault. Okay?
I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened.
Get out of the water, Cheryl.
But he's not moving.
Just a second. No, don't dunk. Don't dunk him under.
I'm really sorry to be interrupting.
Just take him to the vet, okay? And just. Tell them that he's ours, and they will know what to do, okay? I can't talk anymore.
I can't. I don't...
Just do that, okay?
Take him to the vet.
Take him to the vet. The phone number is on the fridge.
So I stuffed Mexico into a suitcase.
In a suitcase?
Believe me, this was not fun.
Oh, no.
This dog.
Yeah, of course you do, of course.
I love all dogs.
Yeah.
It was so heavy. It weighed as much as a golden retriever weighs.
Full-grown golden retriever.
So it was very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get him onto the subway.
Whoa, hang on, you didn't call a cab?
I know, thinking back, yeah. But the car is pretty empty.
Uh-huh, good for you.
Except for there's this one guy.
Oh, my God.
And he is staring at the suitcase.
Looks heavy.
What? Excuse?
Your suitcase. And it looks heavy.
He was staring at it so hard that I thought he knew what was inside of it.
What you got in there?
Speakers.
Yeah, it must be some heavy-duty speakers.
And he gets up and he walks across the car and he sits right next to me.
He sits next to you?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You don't do that.
No.
What kind of speakers are they?
And he starts asking me, what kind of speakers and where are you going with them?
Where are you going with speakers like
and then
that?
Finally we get to Union Square, and I'm like,
this is me, bye.
No way. This is my stop, too.
Oh, well, bye.
Let me give you a hand with those.
No, I got it.
I can't let a lady carry something.
No, I got it. I got it this far. I can take it. Thank you, though.
We're friends now. Come on.
Okay,
So before I know it, he is carrying the suitcase.
Can't believe you have speakers in this thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of relieved because it's heavy.
And maybe he's just a good guy.
Yeah, maybe he's just a good guy. But once we start walking up the steps...
No! Wait!
He just takes off running.
Where are you going?
What?
Yeah, he takes off running. I tried to run after him, but he runs away with the suitcase.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What'd you do? How'd you get it back?
I didn't. I did not get it back. I never saw him or it again.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know.
She stuffs the dog into the suitcase.
Come on.
So...
God.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
So she's got this dead dog on the subway in a suitcase.
Yep.
And this guy starts staring at her.
Okay.
He comes over, sits next to her. He's like, What's in the suitcase?
Right?
Yeah.
And then she says it's electronics.
Speakers. She says speakers, but yeah, that's close.
And then he steals it from her, right? And he runs away?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's exactly what happened. How did you know?
This didn't happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
It's an urban legend.
Sam told me this story. It happened to her.
I mean, if you don't believe me, you can go look it up on the computer.
Okay, but this is completely different. See, it says she was asked to dog sit for a Great Dane, and this was a golden retriever.
Now look, the man offered to carry the suitcase for her. She said no thank you, but the man grabbed the suitcase anyway and ran up the stairs with it, never to be seen again.
Man.
Maybe she was just trying to impress you.
It could be coincidence. You've never been here before?
I've never...
Kid?
I've never been here.
Yeah, you should come to one of the lectures they do here.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's like a whole show in the planetarium.
They have a planetarium?
Yeah, they got a planetarium.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Yeah. I'm really into space stuff.
So. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, when I was a kid, a piece of a satellite landed in my backyard.
Wow.
It was nuts.
You know what else? They have a spider exhibit upstairs. We can go check that out.
Oh, no.
No, don't make that face.
No. I don't do spiders.
You don't do spiders? Not even the ones that can sting you and give you seizures?
Especially those. No, I honestly had a really bad experience with a spider once, and I just... Ugh.
What happened?
Well, a few years ago, I was in Bali, and I had this lump on my arm, and it wouldn't go away, so I went to the doctor there, and when he cut it open, hundreds of baby spiders crawled out of it.
Huh. I guess that happens to people, even though it's incredibly unlikely.
It's disgusting.
Actually, I've heard that story. It's a really famous story. It's all over the internet. This guy was in Bali, and he had a lump on his arm.
It must be a Bali thing, then.
I don't think it is.
That was horrible.
You never heard this story? It's a really famous story.
No.
It's an urban legend. It was a really big story. It's an urban legend.
I'm just saying,
if it didn't happen to you...
What?
You know? Then just say it. Just say it didn't happen to me.
You think I'm lying to you?
Well...
I'm not making this up.
Well, can I show you something? This, do you remember that dead dog story you told me?
Yeah, what
well,
about it?
I Googled it. It's on my phone.
You're checking up on me? You don't believe me?
I got it bookmarked here, so...
These things happen to me. I'm telling you the truth.
Dead dog subway story. You see?
Is this some kind of joke? Did you make this website?
Snopes? No, I didn't make Snopes.
I've never seen this before.
Are you sure? Because maybe you saw it and you thought it happened to you.
Okay, so now I'm crazy.
No.
Great.
No, I'm not saying you're crazy.
This happened to me. Look, I can prove it. I have a scar from...
You have a scar, yeah.
It was awful. I have a newspaper clipping of when the satellite landed in my yard.
Okay.
I can show you these things. But I don't know if I even care to show you anymore.
Hey, let's go take a look at the giant whale. You know the giant whale? They have a life-size giant whale. It's amazing.
Giant whale?
And you have a giant whale story?
No.
Hey. What's up? How did it go?
Great. Doing great. Everything's fine. I'm
wonderful. Yeah.
Man, are you alright?
No. I screwed things up with Sam.
What do you mean you screwed up?
Well, I basically called her a liar and drove her away.
Did she lie to you?
I mean, okay, well, she tells me that she was in Bali once, and she had a lump on her arm, and it turned out there was a spider living
inside. You know that story, right?
Yeah, everybody knows that story.
And this is Sam, girl with the dead dog? Same girl?
Same girl.
Was she the same babysitter that, like, got a phone call and it was coming from in the house?
Well... She also told me that a piece of satellite landed in her backyard when she was a kid.
I would run if I were you.
But no, but that's the thing, is she's so great. Otherwise, I mean, she tells these stories, but she's...
There's no way, man.
Here's the thing, when you told me you were dating that girl with the spider tattoo on her neck...
Yeah, but she was really cool. It's not like she was a juggalo or something. Like, come on.
Well, Sam's really cool, too, and she's not a juggalo.
Alright.
That's what I'm saying. She's great. She's warm, she's funny, she's beautiful.
So, like, what did she say when you called her out?
She won't back down. She will not back down. She swears these things happened to her.
I mean, if all these things really happened to her, it's highly doubtful. But if they did, there's got to be some way to find out.
Okay. Satellite lands in backyard of Portsmouth family. There's a picture. Here's a picture.
Is that her in the picture?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her. It's got her name on here and everything.
Wow.
So this really happened to her.
Wow.
I wonder if that spider thing happened to her. Hang on, I'm going to Google spider plus her name.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, I got you.
Oh.
You picked up.
Yeah, actually, I can't really talk right now.
I just want to... Look, just give me 1 minute.
Ben...
Okay? I looked up that story that you told me, and I found it online. Just like you told me, Portsmouth family of four. There was a picture.
it was clearly you. I mean, obviously it was you.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have even had to look you up. I should have just trusted you.
Yeah, I want you to trust me. I want you to believe in me.
I'm really sorry. I feel horrible. I honestly feel, I didn't want to make you feel hurt or angry.
Do you want to get a drink?
So you believe me now?
Yeah.
That's great.
Me too. Even that spider stuff.
You should see me around Halloween. I can't, because, you know, they put, like, spider webs everywhere.
They're everywhere. Oh, I love Halloween.
I don't even like Spider-Man anymore.
Oh, that's... that's our first fight. Second fight.
Second. Third. Fourth.
We're racking them up.
I really like you, though.
I like you, too.
All right, I propose a toast.
I guess we gotta drink these things, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
To the stories we tell, may they be long remembered and deeply felt.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, I have a story for you.
Another story?
Okay. Yeah.
I believe it already.
No, I think you'll really like this one. Okay, so I used to date this guy. Funny... handsome.
You have a type?
Glasses. beard. Really crazy about me. But,
yeah, he is really...
but dumb as a sack of bricks.
He's dumb. He's dumb.
Oh, man. And O negative.
Oh, you're
anemic. Of course, he couldn't,
course
be,
he
anemic.
Couldn't be anemic.
You seem sleepy.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Hand me your drink.
Hand me your drink. Just put your head down. I'll be right here. Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, Cole, come in.
Ben, what? Blood? Who wrote this? Your kidney has been removed. Call 911. Who wrote this? Stay still. Ben, stay still.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man,
big thanks to the truth. That story was written by Diane McCory, performed by Phoebe Tyers and Dennis Pacheco, with Nick Mikens, TJ Mannix, and Chris Duane. It was produced by Jonathan Mitchell, and The Truth is part of the Radiotopia podcast network started by PRX. Check it out, thetruthpodcast.com.